弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我就把风雨生信心今天的下改成中好了。
This will be our second message of faith out of storms.
我昨天一则以忧，一则以喜。本来到了机场还车的时候，他们告诉我说机场关掉了。
Yesterday, when I was returning my rental car at the airport, they said the airport was closed.
他们说他们整天都没有飞机起飞，他们看得清清楚楚的啊。
And there was no flight at all yesterday.
后来我们还是凭信心还了车到机场去。
But we still returned the rental car by faith and went to the airport.
我担心是怕赶不回来。
I worried that I couldn't make it back on time.
那一则以喜是可以让轻松，今天可以讲长一点。
But then, while I was happy, is that then Brother Steve can talk longer.
没有想到我们的飞机是Orlando 机场第一架离开的飞机。
But then our plane actually took off. It was the first one to leave Orlando.
所以我想主还是叫我回来交通我该交通的。
So I get to make it back to share with you this message.
刚才听轻松交通的时候，我自己心里面其实是一直都很敬拜神。
When I was listening to Brother Steve, my heart worshipped the Lord.
那我想所有参与这件事情，在这件事情上祷告或是有服事的弟兄姊妹，我们都知道神在其中。
Anyone who participated in this matter knows that the Lord is with us all this time.
因为整个过程里面如果没有神的话，我们任何一个阶段没有神的祝福，早就已经断线了。
Without the Lord's blessing, this matter could be interrupted and terminated any time.
那套用轻松的话，长话短说。
To make the story short.
就是我们这个礼拜发生了两件重要的事情。
And during this week, two important events happened.
那八月十号，我们的聚会所已经签了 contract 卖给。一个组内的团体。
On August 10th, our facility at Orange Avenue was already sold with a contract signed.
然后八月十一号，我们新买的会所等于 contract 已经开始了。
And then on August 11th, the new contract started.
就是在一天之内里面，两个 contract 我们等于同时摆平了。
So we pretty much get both contracts done within 2 days.
所以现在我们整个教会进到第二个阶段。
So now we're entering into a new phase.
就是我们在未来的几十天，最多170天内，我们要完成两件重要的事情。
So in the future, at the most 170 days, we will have to accomplish two important tasks.
第一件事情要拿到市政府的许可证，让我们那块工业用地变成教会的用地。
First, we have to get a permit from the city to turn industrial zone into a church use.
那第二件事情，在这一百七十天内，我们必须筹款到我们所需要的700万。
And then within these 170 days, we have to raise $7 million.
所以从我们目前已经奉献到的160万，加上我们可以卖到的120万，我们已经到了将近300万，280万。
With the existing $1,600,000 and plus the amount that we sold for the church, and then now we almost raised $3 million.
那 Sarah 是说我们超过三十天以后，每多三十天要有40,000块的利息。
And the term with the seller is that after 30 days, we will have to pay $40,000 interest every 30 days.
所以，我们前面未来的一百七十天内，我们估计我们要拼大概将近$5,000,000.
So.The estimate to raise the fund in the coming 170 days will be $5 million.
弟兄姊妹，这个对我们每一个人来说，就像我们今天的信息一样，我们要从我们的船上走下来。
So for us, this is just like the message that we have to step out of our ship.
我们好像在走海一样。
As if we're gonna walk on the water.
弟兄姊妹，上一个礼拜我们讲的信息，风雨生信心。
Last week I shared with you faith out of storms.
我们的主题是什么？那个主题是什么？大家还记不记得
？Do you remember the subtitle?
他到底是谁
？Exactly who he is.
弟兄姊妹，整个风雨在我们人生里面的出现，对我们基督徒来说是一件祝福。
Actually, storms are blessings.
我是说神很幽默啊，在我们四月份定的这个暑假的休假期间，神就正好安排在这个刚刚过的这一个礼拜里面。
I think the Lord was rather humorous with my family that We took vacation last week.
因为我们刚刚讲完风雨生信心。
And this, the vacation took place right after I delivered the message.
主就把我们带到暴风中心里面去了。
And the Lord led us into the center of a hurricane.
就像刚才念慈讲的，我们眼睁睁的看着自己被那个暴风抓住。
And then we just experienced being seized by this hurricane.With our own eyes.
原来天空还是 那一半还是晴朗的。
We were able to see the other side of the sky, which was shining.
另外一边是黑黑的，开始往我们这边移动。
And then we could see the cloud, the dark cloud moving toward us.
你根本都来不及走，你就看见前面开始一辆车一辆车子就进到黑暗里面去，然后。你的车子就被倾盆大雨罩住。
And then you get to see with your own eyes that one after another cars are under the storms and then heavy rain.
不仅仅飓风来，龙卷风也来啊。
Not only that hurricane came, tornado came too.
对啊，所以我们旅馆旁边那些大树好多被翻倒了。
So we get to see many trees are blown away.
旅馆的窗户被吹掉了。
And then glass windows are blown.
那个桌子摔得满地都是碎片。
And then you get to see chairs and tables.
那弟兄姊妹在风雨的里面，连我们住的旅馆里面那个地毯都湿了，因为雨都进来了。
The rain came in, even the carpet was wet.
那弟兄姊妹在风雨的里面，我们里面在这里经历到能够有避难所，是一件何等有福的事情。
At the moment, we truly experience that how blessed it would be if we have a shelter.
那这个不过是地上的飓风，都让人这么受不了。
But these are storms and hurricanes on earth.
它时速不过100多，不能说不过100多 mile.
And the speed was over 100 miles per hour.
那人都已经受不了了。
Was already unbearable.
但如果在海上的时候
，Can you imagine if it's on the sea?
所以上个礼拜。当我们讲到那个《使徒行传》里面讲到那个风从岛上吹下来抓住船。
Last week we shared in the book of Acts, the hurricane came and from the island and seized the ship.
从船被风抓住以后，它再也不在它自己的控制里面了。
And after the ship was seized by the storms, it was no longer in its own control.
你再老练的水手都没有办法控制这艘船。
Even the most experienced sailors cannot take control.
他所有以后的不信主的人来说，就操纵在命运的手中。
Seems like they are all under the hands of the destiny.
但是今天我们属神的儿女们，我们不是这样。
But we who are children of God are not like that.
上个礼拜我们已经说过，整个世界握在恶者的手下。
Last week we shared the whole world lies under the hands of the devil.
盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
我们弟兄姊妹千万不要有一个错误的认为，以为信耶稣会遭遇苦难，我们不敢信耶稣。
Please do not misunderstand that only Christians will suffer, so let's not be Christians.
千万不要以为只有你爱主，你才会碰到苦难。
And don't ever think only those who love the Lord will suffer.
弟兄姊妹，整个世界都握在恶者的手下。
The whole world lies under the hands of the devil.
但是今天神的儿女们面临苦难是完全不同的境界。
But for Christians, for children of God, it's totally different.
虽然所有的苦难从仇敌来。
Even though all sufferings and afflictions come from the enemy.
但是神儿女们身上的经历是决定经过神的主权和神的美意过滤过的。
But all sufferings to children of God are permitted and measured, allowed by God.
神不许可任何苦难都不临到我们身上。
If it's not allowed by God, nothing will come to us.
神不许可连一根头发都不掉地的。
If God does not allow it, not even single hair will not fall.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要只是把它当作圣经的一句话来接受而已。
That's not just accepted as a teaching of the Bible.
这个需要我们用信心来接受的。
We have to accept it with faith.
当我们真在信心里面来接受这件事实和应许的时候
，If we truly accept it with faith, this is a promise.
弟兄姊妹，我们在风浪、在苦难的里面，我们会有不同的态度。
Then we will have a different attitude facing suffering and storms.
上个礼拜我跟弟兄姊妹讲到这个苦难。在神这一面来说，我们有四件重要的事。我说我要考大家的啊。
Last week I shared with you four important things from the point of view of God.
我叫大家背，结果我讲完我就忘了考了。
But I forgot to quiz you after my message.
那以前有一个人，他碰到他的朋友，他看他手上绑着一根红线。
Once a person met his friend and he see a red string. ribbon tied in his hand.
他说你手上绑了红线干什么？
So he asked, oh, what's the purpose of this red ribbon?
他说现在年纪大了不行了，常常忘事情
了。He says, oh, because I'm getting old, I often forget about things.
所以他说我刚刚出门前，我太太在我手上绑个红线，叫我记得看到红线就要记性啊。
So my wife just tied this red ribbon on my wrist. So if you see the red ribbon, just remember to mail the letter.
他说这封信很重要，绝对不能忘了记。
She said this letter is very important. You have to remember to mail it.
那他就问他说，那你记了没啊？
So did you mail it?
他说我太太啊，她绑好红线以后就忘了把信给我了。
He says my wife after tying the red ribbon, she forgot to give me the letter.
我上礼拜跟你们说要考你们，讲完我就忘了考你们。
Last week I told you I was going to quiz you, but then after the message I forgot it.
那我们上礼拜讲到苦难，我们基督徒需要有的四个认识是什么？
Do you remember four things that we need to know as a Christians?
那大家不要看笔记啊，第一个什么？
First.
神不甘心叫人受苦，对不对？
God is not willing that we suffer.
我们所信的神是一个不甘心叫人受苦，甚至不甘心叫人忧愁的神。
The God that we believe in, He does not want us to suffer or to be dismayed.
第二件事情。
Second.
表示你们都没有在苦难里面。第二个。我们在苦难中的时候，他陪着我们受苦，对不对？
Second, when we suffer, he goes through the suffering with us.
所以我们的神，他不仅仅是一个不甘心叫人受苦的神，他是一个陪着我们受苦的神。
So our God, not only that he does not want us to suffer, but he goes through suffering with us.
第三件事情。
Third.
什么？他亲自来背负我们的苦，对不对？
He will carry our burden and our suffering.
以赛亚书五十三章说了，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He will carry our burdens and our sorrows.
好，那第四件事情。
Fourth.
千分。他说什么？
苦难。
苦难使我们得益处，太好了。
Suffering will benefit us.
基督徒的苦难都是有意义的哈。所以第四件事情讲到我们的神是一个积极的神。
All sufferings for Christians are beneficial. In another way, our God is a positive God.
所有临到我们的苦难不仅仅有意义，而且有益处。
All sufferings that come to us, not only that they are significant, they are beneficial.
所以不仅仅我们的神是一个不甘心叫人受苦的神。
So first, we have to remember He does not want us to suffer.
我们的神是一位陪着我们受苦的神。
And He goes through the suffering with us.
我们的神是亲自替我们受苦的神。
And He will suffer for us.
第四个，我们的神是一个积极的神。
And He is a positive God.
所有的苦难不仅仅有意义，而且有益处。
All sufferings have their meanings and they're beneficial.
所以当我们经过风浪的时候，
So when we go through storms,
那风浪第一件事情是显明了我们的信心和生命的真情。
The purpose of the storms first is to reveal the true condition of our life and our faith.
我们里面对神的信心到底有多少？
Exactly how much faith do we have toward God?
我们里面属灵生命的纯度情形到底如何？
And the purity, how pure is our condition toward God?
弟兄姊妹，借着环境，借着风浪，马上就显出来了。
Through our circumstances and storms, they will be revealed.
从前听说在东欧，大概在波兰那里。
Some time ago in Poland.
在那个共产国家底下，在这个基督徒是不是常常受逼迫不自由的
？And Christians were being persecuted under the reign of a communist.
对，神儿女们的聚集常常都是一个秘密的聚集。
And the gatherings of Christians are often secretive.
有一次，在一个神儿女们聚集的里面，靠近圣诞节的时候
one time during a Christian gathering.
突然一下子门被踢开来。
All of a sudden, the door was kicked open.
那两个士兵架着枪进来。
Two soldiers came with guns.
他说：“你们中间谁现在还敢承认耶稣基督的人，你就留下来，我就枪毙你们。你所有否认主的，现在可以出去。”
And says anyone who still want to announce that they're Christians, I will kill you. The rest, you can denounce your faith and you can leave.
你现在还有机会可以让你离开。
You still have a chance to leave this room.
弟兄姊妹，不要当听故事啊。
Do not listen to it as a story.
把我们自己摆在那个里面。
Let's put ourselves in the story.
现在突然有人踢开门，拿着枪进来了。
Somebody kicked the door open right now with weapon.
问同样的话
and ask you the same question.
弟兄姊妹，我们的反应会是什么？
What would be our reaction?
所以有一半以上的人离开了。
So about more than half people left the room.
弟兄姊妹，当我们把自己放进那个真正的里面的时候，我们比较不会随便定罪别人啊。
If we put ourselves in their shoes and their story, we will not casually condemn people.
你不会随便看不起他们没有信心。
And you will not despise them for lacking faith.
因为信心马上就面临到生命的威胁了。
Because they're being threatened, their life is being threatened.
有一半以上的人离开。
More than half of them left the room.
还剩下一些人留在这。
And some remain in the room.
他们自己手拉着手准备好殉道了。
They were holding hands ready to martyr.
没想到等到这些人走远的时候，那两个士兵突然把门关起来。
And then after those left, the soldiers closed the door.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们好渴慕有个聚会啊。”
And then they were saying, Dear brothers and sisters, we're so thirsty to have a meeting.
但是因为他们的身份让他们没有机会来聚会。
But because they were soldiers, they had no chance to meet.
他们只敢跟真基督徒聚会。
They only dared to meet with true Christians.
他怕别人出卖了他们。
Because they were afraid of being betrayed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多的时候一件事情就把我们里面的情形显出来。
Sometimes incidents like this can reveal the true condition.
我们平常都觉得自己好像还很好的唱我们伟大奇妙神，我们一样举手一样拍手。
Ordinary times we think we're pretty good, we'll sing hymns and we raise our hands.
可是当我们一身体不舒服的时候，我们可能就会想到我是不是长了癌症了。
But when we get sick, we often think, oh, am I getting cancer?
当我们公司一说情形不好的时候，马上就会想到我会不会被 lay off。
If the earning result is bad, and the first thing we think about, am I getting laid off?
弟兄姊妹，很多的事情在这里显明我们的情形。
Many things will reveal our true condition.
第二件事情，风浪叫我们转向救主。
But yet storms turn us to the Savior.
因为没有碰到风浪。或是风浪没有大到一个地步超过我们能力的时候
If the storm does not get so huge beyond our control
我们很少会想到转向神
It's hard for us to think about turning to the Lord
弟兄姊妹这是我们铸造人的一个怎么讲软弱
And this is just our natural weakness
我传福音的时候很不服气听到福音朋友讲的一句话
When I preach the gospel I don't like the gospel friends to tell me something
他说福音都是你们这些有病的人啊或是这个脆弱的软弱的失败的痛苦的人需要的
Gospel friends often say Gospels are for those For you guys who are weak, sick, or failures.
我一面真的是觉得很不甘心
On one hand, I don't agree.
可是另外一面我又觉得人好像真的是不被带到这个地步人不会产生在神面前的谦卑和需要
But then, on the other hand, if we're not brought to such conditions, we don't realize our needs.
因为连主自己都说了健康的人用不着医生有病的人才用得着
Even the Lord himself says that healthy does not need the doctors, only the sick.
那弟兄姊妹，我们人并不是说主喜欢叫我们碰到风浪。
It's not like God likes us to go through storms.
而是我们这些人好像不借着风浪，我们不容易转向救主。
But yet without storms, it's hard for us to turn to the Savior.
不借着风浪，我们很少真心的起来依靠主来经历我们所信的神到底是怎样的神。
Without storms, it's hard for us to truly trust in the Lord to experience Him and get to know Him.
所以才会有基督教这句名言，叫做“人的尽头是神的起头”。
That's why the origin of this famous saying, the extremity of man is the beginning of God.
但是对老练的基督徒来说的话，这句话已经不需要用了。
But then the statement is not necessary for mature Christians.
这常常是对初信的，或是我们在主面前不太认真的时候，我们需要有这句的经历。
It's only for beginning Christians or when we are not very serious about the Lord. Then that's the true condition.
那对那些已经跟神的关系很亲近。或是已经对神有认识有经历的人他不需要走到尽头就已经转向主了
But for those who are mature and they know the Lord and they have intimate relationship with the Lord they can turn to the Lord without going to their ends
但是 anyway 这是风浪在我们身上常常产生的第二个祝福就是叫我们转向救主
But anyways this is the second blessing the storms can bring us it causes us to turn to the Savior
借着一些我们自己没办法应付的一些难处让我们来经历来认识神
Through difficulties that we cannot handle We get to experience God
让我们真正谦卑的来转向主来屈膝来祷告
That we turn to the Savior humbly And we knelt down and pray
那么第三件事情讲到风浪帮助我们怎么样？大家还低头啊？你们这边是不是这个礼拜也有龙卷风来过
？Did you also go through storms or this week？
以前我高中的化学老师说他是大学主修化学的啊。
My chemistry teacher at high school, when he went to college, he majored in chemistry.
他说化学常常都有那种化学键、化学元素，那个都要把它背起来的。
And he says you have to remember chemical elements when you go to school.
所以他说每次进考场的时候，他说他的头都不敢动的，要这样摆平的进去。
And then whenever he went to take exams, he dared not to shake his head.
他说出来头一摇，那些化学键都断掉，马上就忘光光了。
If he shake his head, and then all the chemical bonds and then structures would be messed up.
所以上个礼拜讲完，你们那出头摇一摇头都忘记了。
So did you shake your hands that all the structures and everything is messed up?
这个出了教会门，挥一挥衣袖，不带走一片云彩。
That after you leave the church, then everything is left behind.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们上个礼拜讲到什么？第三件事情帮助我们怎么样
？So.The storms will help us to
真认识神
to truly know God.
好，弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的是不知道有多少神的儿女们，当他们经过风浪的时候，不仅仅没叫他们跌倒，让他们的生命更成熟、更丰富。
Many Christians have experienced that they go through the storms, not only that they will not fail, but they become more mature.
因为风浪帮助他们真正经历了认识的神。
Because storms help them to experience and to know God.
从前是风闻有神
Before they only heard about God.
而如今是亲眼见到神
But now they get to see God.
而约伯在旋风中他认识了他所信的神是一个怎样的神
Job get to know God in the middle of the hurricane.
那个旋风把他一切所有的好像全部都剥夺都打碎了
The whirlwind came and destroyed all that he had.
弟兄姊妹这个旋风好像是一个苦难临到了他
This whirlwind just like suffering came to him.
把他一切所有的都摧毁
And destroy everything that he had.
但是这个旋风也是从地到天，把他给带到天上去了。
But this whirlwind also brought him from earth to heaven.
让他对神的认识从肤浅的，从属地的，变成属天的，变成第一手的。
So that his knowledge of God is raised up from being superficial to heavenly.
神从旋风中回答约伯。
And God answered Job in the middle of the whirlwind.
而在经过这旋风的经历以后，约伯说：“我从前风闻有你，我如今亲眼见。”
After experiencing this whirlwind, Job get to say, "I only heard about God before, but now I get to see you."
弟兄姊妹，这叫做第一手的认识和经历。
Such is the first-hand knowledge and experience.
而这种认识和经历就产生了真信心。
And such true knowledge and experience will develop true faith.
这就是但以理说的：“唯有认识神的子民，必刚强行事。”
This is why Daniel said, "Only people who know their God will resist firmly."
因为没有经历过的时候，我们会害怕
Because without going through the experience, we will have fear.
当我们第一手经历过了以后，我们不怕了
But after we have gone through it, we're no longer afraid.
有一个很好的例子就是穆迪啊
There's a good experience, Brother Moody.
那穆迪很壮的，他听说280磅
Moody was a big guy, about 280 pounds.
他很可爱，他说我每一盎司都属神的
But yet he says every ounce of me belongs to the Lord.
那这个弟兄是一个很可爱的弟兄
And this is such a lovable brother.
那他是说他讲了他怎么带他的那个小男孩威利啊
？And then he shared how he led his
他有天把他的小男孩放到桌子上，说跳到爸爸的怀里面来。
And one day he put his son Willie on the table and said, "Jump to daddy."
他那个孩子不敢跳，因为第一次被放到桌子上，他吓死了。
But then the little boy was afraid because this is his first time.
那他爸爸那么胖，像个气垫一样，他跳下来绝对不会死，他还是怕。
But actually, his daddy was a big man. There was nothing to be afraid. The little boy was afraid.
他说跳嘛跳嘛，我在这边接你。
And then he says, "Jump, jump, I will catch."
那个孩子这样看看桌子，看看底下，他就是不敢跳。
But then this little boy look at the table, the ground, and he just wouldn't do it.
那个爸爸鼓励了他好几次以后啊。
And after much encouragement from daddy,
他终于奋不顾身跳了一下。
Finally, this little boy jumped.
哎，发现他爸爸接住他了。
And then his daddy did catch him.
而且我发现那个撞到肉的感觉也很舒服啊。
And then the feeling was actually pretty good.
那没想到他下来以后，他就自己要爬回桌子上，要来第二次啊。
But then this little guy just went back to the table and tried another time.
他第二次走到旁边，他一下就下去了，他没有那么怕了。
And he immediately jumped. He was not afraid.
那第三次他根本就是上去就冲上去了。
And the third time he just jumped right away after he got on the table.
那个穆迪说他以后回到家。 只要看到孩子，他要很谨慎，要赶快冲过去接他孩子的。
Moody says now from there on, every time he sees his kid, he has to be very careful to catch him right away.
因为他怕来不及，他怕孩子掉在地上。
Because the son would jump too quickly, and he was afraid to let go.
从来没有经历里面的那个害怕，到后来迫不及待的来经历啊。
From the fear of being no having no experience to have experience and no fear.
这个叫做信心的增长。
And this is the growth of faith.
因为他亲自经历了这件事情，不是像他所想象的那样子可怕。
Because he experienced it, he knows that there's nothing to be afraid as he imagined before.
因为他亲自经历了，是的，当我在这里掉下来的时候。
Because he has experienced, yes, when I fall, when I jump.
底下有一个大能的膀臂在这里接住我。
There are strong arms to catch me.
在这里有一个父亲的爱和信实会保护我。
And there's this the father's love and faithfulness to protect.
弟兄姊妹，这个都应用到我们今天的基督徒的生活。
And these all can apply to our Christian walk.
环境是真的。
The environment circumstances are real.
风浪可能是真的。
Storms are real too.
我们往下掉也是真的。
And it's true that we might fall.
前面有危险也是真的。
And the dangers ahead of us are real too.
但是弟兄姊妹，那个全能的膀臂也是真的。
Yet the mighty arms are real too.
而后面那个伟大父亲的心和信实也是真的。
And that great heart of the Father and the faithfulness of the Father are real too.
弟兄姊妹，这个需要我们自己来经历。
But we need to experience that ourselves.
为什么风雨生信心
？That's why.Faith will grow out of storms.
风雨本身不会给人信心。
Storms by itself will not give men faith.
而是风雨中的经历让人产生的信心。
But by going through, experiencing the storms will develop faith.
在风雨中，我们对神的经历和认识，让我们的信心得到增长。
The experience of going through, the experiencing the storms will help our faith to grow.
所以，当那些门徒在海上碰到风浪的时候
，So when the apostles experience storms on the sea,
他们这些 professional 的 fishermen, 他们习惯。信的先靠自己来解决。
These professional fishermen habitually try to solve problems by themselves.
等到他们解决不了的时候，他们来找主了。
When everything's out of their control, they came
to the Lord. 救我们。
They say, Lord, save us.
风浪逼着这些人转向主。
So the storms force these people to turn to the Lord.
而底下主起来斥责风浪，风浪大大平静。
And the Lord rose up and rebuked the storms and calmed the waves.
我很喜欢底下圣经上写的门徒们的惊讶。
And then the disciples were amazed.
他说这到底是谁
？Who is this man？
弟兄姊妹，这到底是谁
？Who is this man？
虽然他们已经跟过主这么多日子了
，They've been with the Lord for so many days。
他们跟主吃在一起，睡在一起，行路在一起，看主行过神迹。
They ate, they slept, they walked, and they saw miracles with the Lord。
但是每一个新的经历让他们对主产生一个新的认识。
But every new experience will give them new knowledge of the Lord。
而这个认识不是不痛不痒的认识。
And these knowledge are not just superficial。
这个认识是一个这么刻骨铭心的认识。
They leave deep impression in their hearts。
几乎是一个全新让他充满了惊讶的认识。
And this experience will give them all an amazement。
他们说这到底是谁
？They were amazed. Who is this man？
平常跟他们一起吃、一起睡、一起喝、一起会渴的主。
This man who was walking with them, eating and then sleeping with them.
他们说这到底是谁
？They say, who is this man？
连风和海都听他的。
Even wind and the waves will obey him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我真巴不得主今天也在我们身上做了这样子的工作。
How I wish the Lord would do the same in our life.
我们不是只是在那里平白接受仇敌的攻击。
We don't just get attacked by the enemy for vain.
我们不是只是平白的在风浪中。像那些人十四昼夜悬望忍饿不吃什么。
We will not just be tossed by the wind and without eating or drinking for 14 days like the Bible says.
我们整个的精神力量不是只在我怎样能够 survive, 怎样能够逃生。
And our main focus will not be on how we can survive.
而让我们能够 在主的面前来经历来认识我们所信的到底是谁
But we will get to experience and get to know whom we believe
所以保罗说我真知道我所信的是谁
Therefore Paul can say I really know whom I believe
我也深信他能保全我所交付他的
And I truly believe that he can guard what I've entrusted to him
今天我们讲到风浪的第四个重要的事情
The fourth thing about storms
叫做真信心使人可以凌驾风浪
True faith will help men to ride over storms.
风浪不仅仅显明我们信心和生命的实情。
Not only storms will reveal the true condition of our faith and our life.
大的风浪能够逼我们转向救主。
And big storms will force us to turn to the Lord.
而在风浪中让我们对神产生的真的认识。
But going through the storms, we will have first, we'll have real knowledge of the Lord.
而产生的真的信心。
And we will develop true faith.
而这样子出来的真信心。
Such true faith.
弟兄姊妹能够让我们不仅仅不怕风浪
will help us not to be afraid of storms.
让我们可以凌驾风浪
but we will ride over storms.
我们一起来读一段圣经
Let's read the scripture together.
马太福音第八章 对不起马太福音十四章
Matthew chapter 14.
我的前言讲完了马太福音十四章
Matthew 14.
二十二节
Verses 22
到三十三节
through 33
我们弟兄们第一节姊妹们读一节
Brothers read one verse and sisters the other
耶稣随即催门徒上船先渡到那边去等他叫众人散开散了众人以后他就独自上山去祷告到了晚上只有他一人在那里那时船在海中因风不顺被浪摇撼夜里四更天耶稣在海面上走往门徒那里去门徒看见他在海面上走就惊慌了说是个鬼怪便害怕喊叫起来耶稣连忙对他们说你们放心是我不要怕彼得说主如果是你请叫我从水面上走到你那里去耶稣说你来吧彼得就从船上下去在水面上走要到耶稣那里去只因见风甚大就害怕将要沉下去便喊着说主啊救我耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他你这小信的人啊为什么疑惑呢他们上了船风就住了在船上的人都拜他说你真是神的儿子了好在这里我们来讲到风浪对我们生命里面的意义和价值的第四个点
And this is the fourth significance of storms to our lives
就是讲到真实的信心让我们不仅仅不怕风浪
True faith will help us not to be afraid of storms
而让我们有一天可以我们凌驾在风浪之上
And yet one day we will ride over the storms
弟兄姊妹我不晓得大家有没有看过一本书
I wonder if you read a book before.
那个 John Ortberg 写的，他是叫做说，如果你要在海上可以行走的话。
That the book says if you can if you want to walk on the sea.
你必须要先从船里面走出来。
You have to get out of your boat first.
那弟兄姊妹。这个东西不是人可以自己找来的。
This is not something can be initiated by man.
这是整个风浪或者信心功课里面一个非常比较高一层的学习。
This is a high level lesson.
是因为我们已经对神在风浪中产生的真认识和真信心以后。
It's after we acquire true faith.
而不是凭着我们自己的认为我们就这么做。
It cannot be initiated by ourselves.
我记得以前当我自己在为我的病寻求的时候。
I remember when I was praying for my sickness before.
我到底是不是应该不要吃药
I was asking, should I just stop the medicine?
那既然圣经里面都是神行神迹的例子。
Since the Bible was full of examples of God's miracle healing.
那我是不是凭着信心祷告就可以让我的病就好了呢
Can I pray by faith that I will too get healed?
弟兄姊妹我相信在这个点上很多人都有不同的看法。
I'm sure many will have different way of interpretation.
有的人有经历的人就认为说一定可以借着祷告病就会好。
Some who have experiences will insist that sure we can get healing through prayer.
那有一些人不相信现在有神迹的他们就觉得不会。
Some people think there's no more miracle today, so they don't believe it.
弟兄姊妹这个没有一个绝对的准神原谅我这么说。
There's no absolute standard here.
那我记得七九年我父亲的时候曾经去跟一位前辈弟兄交通。
I remember in 1979, my father went to share with a mature senior Christian.
那我记得这位年长的弟兄他就引用了当初黎托森弟兄教导他们的一个原则。
And this elderly brother shared with my father a principle, a guideline that brother Watch Mani share before.
神把我们摆在自然律，把我们摆在律的底下，我们要顺服。
That God placed us under the law, the natural law that we have to obey.
任何违反律的事情，是神迹的事情，我们必须要由神来发起。
Anything that's against the natural law, in other words, is a miracle, has to be initiated by God.
因为神迹是神做事。
Because miracles are works done by God.
所以必须要有神的话。
Has to be initiated by God's words.
我那个时候对这件事情，我没有一下子全盘能够接受。
At that time, I was not able to accept this completely.
可能后来在我这二十多年的继续的经历里面，我自己里面觉得这样子的事情，走海的事情。
After 20 some years of experience, now. I would say such things as walking on the water.
我不觉得我们应该凭着血气之勇，或是自己牙膏挤出来的信心来做它。
I don't think should be done out of our courage or some faith that is squeezed out of the flesh.
在这边主说是我，不要怕。
Because the Lord here says, "It is I, don't be afraid."
然后你过来。
And come.
那弟兄姊妹，这是在里面知道了神的意思以后，我们不管环境多大，我们不管这个是不是违反自然律，我们都要顺服。
But after we discern it is the Lord's will, then no matter how difficult or how much against the natural law, we have to obey.
神说话了，我们就凭信心下船，我们走海。
Once the Lord has spoken, we ought to get out of our boat by faith and walk on water.
神没有说话，我们自己下海，我们就会灭顶。
If the Lord never spoke and we get out of the boat, we will drown.
那弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面在主面前的一个。
And this is how we learn.
希伯来书讲到以色列百姓因着信心，他们过红海。
The book of Hebrews says the Israelites by faith crossed the Red Sea.
而底下讲到埃及人试着要过去，就被海水吞灭了。
Yeah, the Egyptians tried to cross too, and then they were drowned.
当彼得凭着信心走海的时候，因为主叫他过去。
Peter walked on water because the Lord commanded him to.
他用信心回应，他起来走海的时候，他走在海上。
He responded with faith, and he walk on the water by faith.
我听过一个故事，我没有机会去查证。
I heard a story, but I did not research to validate it.
讲到有三个年轻的女孩子，就是因为彼得走海的神迹，她们要一样的来效法。
That there were three young girls, they were trying to imitate Peter by walking on the water by faith.
她们说耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远是一样的。
They claimed that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
神可以让彼得走海，神也可以叫我们走海。
If God can cause Peter to walk on the water, so God can cause us to walk on water too.
所以这三个好像不会游泳的人就凭信心走下水去，结果就淹死了。
So these three young ladies, they walk on water by faith and they were drowned.
那另外有一个主日学老师。
And there was another Sunday school teacher.
他有一天因为学生有一个家里面出了事情，他特别赶到山里面去帮助他们。
And then he tried to go to help one of his students, and then the student lived in the mountain.
那因为环境的需要，可是那个桥却被那个水冲坏了。
And then, but yet the bridge over the waters were destroyed.
因为非常非常的紧急、
But yeah, this was an urgent situation.
他在主面前祷告以后，主给他应许，他凭着信心走过去了。
And then he prayed to the Lord gave him promise, and so he walked over the waters by faith.
弟兄姊妹，我说过这些故事，我没有机会去查证它。
But I did not research or validate these stories.
但是圣经的原则告诉我们，凭着信心过去跟试着过去是完全不同的境界。
But the Lord tells us it's a drastic difference between walking by faith or trying to walk.
凭信心过去，信心是对神应许、对神的所示的一个回应。
Faith has to be a response to God's promise.
那尤其在这种违反自然律啊，需要 supernatural、需要神迹介入的事情里面。
Especially when the situation is against the natural law and has to be supernatural.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在主的面前有主的话。
So we have to have God's words.
我们看过太多的例子，父母亲因着信心不让孩子看病，到最后孩子死掉被告的。
We have seen so many examples that parents they don't take their children to see the doctor becauseThey have faith, and then they were sued, being sued.
但是另外一面，我们也看见多少神的儿女们因着信心的祷告， 医生不能做的神却让孩子们好起来。
But then, at the same time, we're seeing again many examples that the doctors already gave up, but the parents pray by faith, and then their children were healed.
多少的病医生已经认为不可能了，但是神的儿女们借着信心而让神的旨意成就出来。
And then a lot of times the doctors already gave up, but by faith things turn around.
所以在这里主告诉我们不要怕，只要信。
Therefore, the Lord says, "Do not be afraid, just believe."
当神说话以后
when the Lord has spoken,
当神的应许像 Rema 一样活在我们里面出现的时候
when the promise of God is like Rema lives in us,
弟兄姊妹我们就凭着信心相信
then we by faith believe.
我们不需要再去求主再给新的话
we don't need to ask the Lord to give us new words.
我们相信神怎么说事情就要怎么成就
we believe that things will happen according to what he told us.
今天的背诵经文以赛亚书41章第十节
Today's memory verse, Isaiah chapter 41.
那你提到说你不要害怕。
Says, do not fear.
因为我与你同在。
For I am with you.
不要惊慌。
Do not be dismayed.
因为我是你的神。
For I am your God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们两个不害怕、不惊慌最重要的一件事情。
And these are the reasons that we will not fear or be dismayed.
主说你不要怕，因为我与你同在。
The Lord says, "Do not fear, for I am with you."
主说你不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。
The Lord says, "Do not be dismayed, for I am your God."
弟兄姊妹，当彼得那天看见那个海浪那么大的时候
，That day when Peter saw the big waves.
这是我们很佩服彼得的地方。
We really admire. Peter.
要我们，我们就说主啊，你再为我们平静一次风浪啊。
If I were him, I would say, Lord, would you please calm down the waves first?
但是彼得这个人确实不一样啊。
But Peter was different.
他愿意对主有新的认识。
He wanted to experience the Lord.
他不断希望他的信心的度量对主的经历能够被扩大。
He wants his faith keeps growing.
他说主，如果是你，你就让我过去。
He says, Lord, if that is really you, call me to walk on the water.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个祷告我们都祷告不出来的，对不对
？It's hard for us to make such prayers.
我们的祷告都是希望主赶快平静风浪。
We always pray that the Lord will calm the storm first.
主啊，赶快医治我的病，赶快解决我的困难。
Lord, help heal my sickness and solve my problem.
但是彼得却说，主，如果是你，你就让我走过去。
But yet Peter says, if it is you, Lord, help me to walk to you.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，主说是我，你过来吧。
And the Lord says, it is I, come.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是一个信心。
And this is faith.
那彼得起来走，他真是走了。
So Peter did walk on the water.
弟兄姊妹啊，你若信，在信的人就凡事都能。
If you believe, to him who believes, everything is possible.
这个真的需要主提升我们的信心。
May the Lord really help to lift up our faith.
但弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为这是信主的几十年才可能达到的阶段。
Don't think that this only happens to older Christians.
我们看过很多的弟兄姊妹，几乎在各地都。听到这些见证
We have seen and heard so many testimonies.
都是在不可能的风浪里面看见神儿女们如行甘地
In an impossible situation, impossible storms, the God's children walk on dry ground.
他们靠着主的应许他们靠着主的大能和信实走在海上
By God's promise, God's mightiness, and God's faithfulness, they walk on water.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果今天神在我们身上给我们带领一些新的工作、新的环境
So if the Lord so leads us to new circumstances,
好像风浪，我们怎么祷告都不平静下来
As if no matter how much we pray, the waves will not calm down.
弟兄姊妹，也许主今天要我们学一件事情。
Maybe the Lord is teaching us one thing.
要叫我们走在风浪之上。
That we will walk on the waves.
而不是在船里面任凭风浪来折磨我们。
Instead of being tossed around in the ship.
而不是任凭风浪在这里恐吓我们。
Or being threatened by storms.
神可能叫我们走出我们的船来。
Maybe the Lord wants us to step out of our boat.
弟兄姊妹。What's your boat?
So what is your boat?
到底我们的船是什么？
What is your boat?
是我们手中的存款吗？
Is it your savings?
是我们的 job security 吗？
Is your job security?
是我们自己的健康吗？
Or our health?
是医生的保证吗？
The promises of the doctors?
弟兄姊妹，是任何我们自己觉得我可以抓得住的东西吗？
Something that we think we can hold on to?
很多的时候，神要叫我们学习放下来。
A lot of times, God wants us to let these down.
我们凭着信心走出去啊。
Let go and step out in faith.
弟兄姊妹，在这一切的风浪的里面。
In all these storms,
虽然风浪这么大
maybe the storms are severe.
但是在这里有一个最大的安慰，最美妙的声音。
But yet, there is this greatest comfort, the sweetest voice.
就是主说的。
The Lord says,
是我。
It is I.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
弟兄姊妹啊，真巴不得我们在我们的环境里面，我们能好好祷告。
How we wish that we will pray in our circumstances.
我们不要再让我们的环境随便的过去。
So that we will not let these circumstances go by easily.
每一个苦难或风暴临到我们。
Every suffering and every storm.
神是积极的神。
In behind these, God is a positive God.
已经经过了他的美意，经过他主权过滤过了。
It's been filtered by His good will and His sovereignty.
虽然风浪可以显明我们的实情。
It's true that the storms can reveal our true condition.
虽然风浪可以让我们转向救主。
Okay, turn us to our Savior.
但是让我们不要仅止于停留在这。
But let's not just stop here.
那我们更往前去。
Let's move forward.
借着风浪对主产生第一手的经历和认识。
Through storms, we will have our first-hand experience and knowledge of God.
而产生的最真实的信心。
And we will develop true faith.
弟兄姊妹，这个信心要帮助我们过我们的余生。
And this faith will help us to go through the remainder years of our life.
这样子的信心让我们在风浪中，我们可以稳行，如同在干地上。
Such faith will help us to walk on dry grounds in storms.
这是一个不住增长的信心。
And this faith will keep growing.
我记得好久以前跟弟兄姊妹讲过一个小小故事。
I remember sharing with you a story before.
他说在美国中部这个 Mount Smoky Mountain 底下
under near the Smoky Mountain
有一个教会，他们有一天这个新买了一块地，他们盖新会所。
A church bought a piece of land in order to build a new church.
那我不晓得那边办事效率是不是比加州差一点啊
？I don't know if the government officials are less effective.
他们聚会厅都盖好了，十天之后要有献堂的聚会。
They already built their sanctuary, and in 10 days they will have the opening ceremony.
City 突然告诉他说：“我不能给你们 permit， 因为你们的 parking lot 不够，还缺至少要扩建一倍以上。”
The city all of a sudden says, "Sorry, I cannot issue you permit because you don't have enough space in your parking lot."
那他们一看，他们所有的地方全部都已经用完了。
But yet they already utilized all the land they have.
只剩下教会后面最后的一块丘陵，一块小山。
Except the hill.Behind the building,
他们说我们除非把山拿掉，我们没有地方可以再盖 parking 了，
they say,
再盖停车场了。
Unless we remove the hill, there's no place for us to build additional parking space.
那天他们的牧师在对300个弟兄姊妹发出一个呼召。
And that day, their pastor make a calling to the entire congregation of 300 brothers and sisters.
他说我们需要有一些有疑山。信心的人的祷告勇士出来。
We need some prayer warriors who have the faith to move mountains.
我们要在十天内把这个山移掉。
In 10 days, we have to remove this hill.
因为什么呢？几乎从人看是一件绝不可能的事情。
To men, that's absolutely impossible.
所以那天晚上教会300个人来了20多个人。
That day, among the 320 came that night to the prayer meeting.
他们在主的面前一起迫切的祷告。
And they pray earnestly before the Lord.
祷告了两三个小时以后，牧师起来说：“我们相信神听了我们的祷告。”
And after 2 or 3 hours of prayer, the pastor rose up and said, "I believe the Lord has heard our prayers."
那礼拜一早上，当牧师在办公室的时候
，On Monday, when the pastor was in his office,
突然有一个穿着工头打扮的人。敲他的门。
A person dressed like a contractor came to his office.
他说：“牧师先生，对不起，来打扰你。”
So, Mr. Pastor, sorry to bother you today.
但是我有一件很急的事情要跟你们谈。
But yet, I have to discuss with you something very urgent.
他说：“我是在你们隔壁城市里面正在盖一个 shopping mall， 一个购物中心的一个工头。”
I'm building a shopping mall, in your adjacent city, and I'm the leader.
他说：“我们现在缺少了一些泥土。”
But yet, we need some dirt.
但是我们现在来不及从别的地方买了。
We have no time to buy from anywhere else.
但是我们整个工程不能够单延。
But we cannot delay our project.
他说我们可不可以买你们后面这座山的土
？He said, "Okay, if we buy the dirt from the hill behind your church."
那个牧师看着他。
The pastor looked at him.
哇，那个工头急得要命。他说我们这件事非常急啊。
The contractor was very nervous.
他说我们不但帮你移掉，我们帮你盖一个停车场啊，把那个水泥地全部都帮你铺好。
So the contractor even further offered, not only that we will remove the dirt, we'll build a parking lot for you.
他说我只有一个条件。
I have only one condition.
牧师说什么
？And the pastor said what?
他说我们必须立刻进行。
We have to start right away.
啊，弟兄姊妹，整件事情短短十天之后。他们照样献堂。
So within short 10 days, they get to complete and have their opening ceremony.
那弟兄姊妹，这些这个不是编的故事，这是一个真实的故事。
And this is not a make-up story. This is a true story.
弟兄姊妹，当任何教会在这里照着神的旨意往前去的时候
，Any church moves forward in God's will.
任何神的儿女们在属灵的道路往前去的时候
，Any child of God moves forward in God's will.
弟兄姊妹，我们信心都需要经过试验。
Our faith needs to be tested.
而经过之后，这个试验像金晶一样。
And after we gone through the testing, our faith would be like pure gold.
圣经上告诉我们说，比被火试验过仍然能坏的金子还要宝贵。
It would be worth more than refined gold, which can still corrupt.
在主耶稣显现的时候，要得到称赞、尊贵和荣耀。
And they will get praises and glory on the day the Lord Jesus Christ revealed.
弟兄姊妹啊，摆在我们前面的是一条我们从来没走过的路。
In front of us is a path that we never tread before.
风浪、亚衲族人一定都会出现。
Storms and Ammonites will sure come.
弟兄姊妹，让我们用一个大的期望来面对他。
But we let's face them with great expectations.
我们不是在这里害怕。
We're not here to be afraid.
但是我们也不是出生之犊不怕虎，在这里随便乱喊乱叫。
Or we're not just act out of our own will because of immaturity.
而是我们知道我们所信的是谁。
But we know whom we believe.
我们只管跟着约柜去。
Therefore, we just follow the ark.
耶和华我们的神像烈火一样在我们前面先过去了。
The Lord our God has already entered into the land.A fire.
让我们一起凭着信心来跟随。
So we can all follow him by faith.
风雨生信心的下集，我们就留到月底再讲了。
And I will leave the ending of this message. The end of the month.
我还是请worship team上来带我们唱刚刚那首诗歌，好不好？434首，信靠耶稣，何其甘甜。
这一首完整的诗歌是留下来给后人唱的，但是这首诗歌却很多的人都非常非常的喜欢。那她在年轻的时候，她的丈夫为了救一个小男孩，被风浪卷在海浪里面卷去。那后来呢，在她跟她女儿非常穷苦、非常无依无靠、没有任何帮助的时候，有一天她打开门，在门口看到一个奉献包跟一篮的食物。他就对他的女儿说，他说信靠耶稣真是何等的甘甜，然后他就写了这首诗歌。后来他跟他的女儿到南非做宣教士，做了25年啊，那边的人都非常非常的爱他们，土著们用他们自己的语言唱这首诗歌，唱了一直到现在还在唱这首诗歌啊。 It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. 信靠耶稣何等甘甜，抓他话语做把握，安息在他应许上面，只知主曾如此说。我们一起也在一样的这么甘甜的感觉，我们来唱这首诗歌。
信靠耶稣何其甘甜，抓他话语做把握，安息在他应许上面，直至主曾如此说。耶稣耶稣何等可靠，多少世上已真理。耶稣耶稣我的至宝，他是我身不无事。
弟兄第二节，
信靠耶稣何其甘甜，信他宝血能洁净，信心简单血有效验，疾病医治最稀奇。耶稣耶稣何等可靠，多少世上已证明。耶稣耶稣我的至宝，他 是活神不是
姐妹第三
心口耶稣真是甘甜救我远离罪与疾从他接受无限恩典生命喜乐和安息耶稣耶稣的等可靠多少世上已证明耶稣耶稣我的至宝他是活神不
一起来第四节
何等喜乐我能信你至宝耶稣我救主信你
耶稣何其甘甜抓他话语做把握安息在他应许上面只知主曾如此说副歌我们一起来念好吧耶稣耶稣何等可靠多少世上已证明
耶稣耶稣我的至宝他是活神
快一点把再把第一节跟第四节唱一遍
信靠耶稣何其甘甜抓他话语做把握安息在他应许上面直至主曾如此说耶稣耶稣何等可靠多少世上一
That we can trust you.
我们能够抓你的话语做把握。
That we can hold on to your words as promise.
不管我们的环境如何。
No matter what our circumstances might be.
你让我们知道你永远爱我们。
But yet you show us that you always love us.
你让我们在信心的里面知道我的神必不会错。
And in faith we get to know our God can never be wrong.
你的道路你的意念都高过我们的。
And your ways and your wills are higher than ours.
主啊让我们在这一切的风浪中对你有真实的认识。
And all the storms that we will have true knowledge of you.
不让我们任何一个人是白白的受苦。
Don't let any one of us to suffer in vain.
也不让我们在风浪中掉到恐惧和无助的感觉里面。
And do not let us fall into the feeling of helpless or fear.
让我们都学习来转向耶稣。
That we will learn to turn to Jesus.
知道你的应许何等可靠。
We know that your promises are all true.
你要永远跟我们同在。
And you will always be with us.
你叫我们不要害怕，因为你必与我们。
You tell us not to be afraid because you will be with us.
你叫我们不要惊慌，因为你是我的神。
And you tell us not to be dismayed because you are my God.
我们把我们在座的每一个人都交给你。
We entrust every one of us here to you.
借着这一切的风浪，让我们对你产生真信心。
Through all these storms, that we will have true faith toward you.
也让我们这真信心带领我们胜过一切的风浪。
And this true faith will help us to conquer all storms.
我们把整个教会前面的路都交在你的手里。
We commit the way before our church in your hands.
让我们众人如同一人。
That we will just be like one man.
让我们心里安息，因为有主在我们的船上，我们就不怕风浪。
That we will rest because you are in our boat and we will not be afraid.
这条路我们虽然从来没有走过。
Even though we had never treaded this path before.
但是我们却知道谁掌管我们的明天。
But yet we know who holds our tomorrow.
我们却知道谁在前面带领我们。
We know who is leading us.
我们只管跟着约柜去。
That we will just follow the ark.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
让教会在你的旨意上来荣耀你。
That in your will we will glorify you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
主啊，我们求你在这一段时间给我们真实的信心。
Amen.
主啊，许多时候我们，哦，主，当我们没有什么依靠的时候，主，我们就落在何等可怜的光景里面。但是真的像这首诗歌说的，信靠耶稣何等甘甜。
Amen.
特别是到在风浪中的时候，我们就特别觉得有救主可以来信靠。
Amen.
实在是一件何等宝贝的事。
Amen.
主耶稣啊，我们把自己，把教会，把我们所爱的每一位弟兄姊妹都交在你的手中。
Amen.
让我们在信心中不住的增长。
Amen.
在信心的学校里面好好的来做你的门徒。哦，因为我们不仅因信而生，我们还因信而活。
Amen.
主耶稣啊，主耶稣，我们谢谢你，我们要再一次的说，信靠耶稣何等甘甜。
阿门。
就是的，我们要说有你在我们的船上，我们就不怕风浪。
Amen.
哦，主，是的，因为你要带领我们凌驾于这个风浪之上。
Amen.
哦，主啊，虽然在我们前面的道路好像有巨人阻挡，哦，但是主啊，我们深信有你和我们同在。
Amen.
主啊，我们就不害怕。主，我们不要怕，只要信。
Amen.
感谢主。
Amen.